Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and God bless you. Welcome to Let's Talk About Love. It is my privilege, honor, and blessing to be here with you tonight. I'll say that again. And you always hear me say this, but I really mean it from the bottom of my heart. It is my privilege, my honor, and my blessing. It's a wonderful thing to be able to share this time with you in Jesus Christ. Amen. It's so important that we understand the power of fellowship. You know that? It's important that we understand the power of agreement and coming together as it pertains to the things of God. We can come together on so much other stuff, and a lot of times it's junk, that we spend our resources and our time and our efforts in coming together. Amen. But when it comes to the things of God, Jesus, and of his kingdom, isn't it wonderful to be able to stand together in agreement, hallelujah, and to discuss the things of God's precious kingdom, hallelujah, to be able to be strengthened and edified, and my God, to be able to be stretched and pushed and encouraged into another direction and another vein of successful living in Christ Jesus. Listen, we have to continue to push one another. You know that? To encourage one another, to continue to stand in agreement, stand in the gap one for another. Amen. That's why we're here. That's why we're here. God has us here on divine assignment to do what it is he would have us to do, to bring forth and establish and maintain and further his kingdom in Jesus' name. So I'm so excited that you could be here with me tonight. I'm really excited about this word. And I'm going to try to get through it as expeditiously as possible because we have quite a bit to talk about as it pertains to the scriptures. Amen. There's quite a bit of jumping around we have to do tonight, but it's all right. We're going to get some yummy, yummy stuff. I do thank God for each and every one of you here tonight that thought it not robbery to join in and pray with us. Amen. We usually air on Wednesday nights, as you know, but last night, my youngest jewel, Joshua, amen, Moselle Joshua, was performing in his school band with the Marine Corps band here in the city and also with a community wind orchestra, and they just did a beautiful, beautiful job. They had all type of dignitaries and different officials from the forces, the Marines there, and he got to play with very noted musicians in this particular arena, and it was just a blessing to be able to see him grow, not only musically, but he's a senior this year. Yes, I'm giving God glory, so just give me a minute. This same baby, amen, was diagnosed with macrocephaly. Come on here, Arnold Chiari type 1 malformation with papilledema, craniosynostosis, and listen, we've gone through it. But God, hallelujah, when the doctor can come and tell you, I don't understand what happened up in here, but what we thought we saw is gone. Go about your way, lady. You ain't got to tell me twice to praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So, woo, hiya. That's why, we're scheduled for tonight. Praise God. I said, I come to celebrate Jesus. Yeah. Glory to God. That's why we're here tonight. Jesus. Under the babosha. To celebrate our King. Glory, glory, glory. And I'm glad that you could be here with us tonight. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Listen, let's go to Judges. we serve a miracle working God. Do y'all hear me tonight? I don't care about what demon or what devil or what suit-foot imp says that miracles are not for today. You already know that Satan is a liar. So just get it out your, come on here. Don't even let it cross your fingers. Flatten it down. Shoe fly. Don't bother me with that mess. If you weren't threatened by the truth, you wouldn't try to negate it. Yeah. Anytime you find folk, come on here, constantly trying to convince you that something is not, come on up in here, and you know it's the truth. You know it's a demonic agenda. And that's why God allows you to be tested. Come on here. Because he knows he can trust you with the miracle and the testimony that's going to come out of it. Somebody needs to know our God lives, and blessed be our rock. Hey! I said, blessed be our rock. Hallelujah. Somebody got to know that Jesus is on the throne. Hell! He ain't never leave there. I said, he ain't never leave there. He's still God. Ever was, is, and is to come. And forever will be. Power is in his name. That's where the power is. Come on here. Thank God for physicians. Thank God for medicine. Thank God for therapy. Thank God for, come on here, all of these wonderful technological advances and things. But Jesus, oh God, he is the reason that we can come on up in here tonight, please. He's the reason why we can live and face tomorrow and have hope and keep moving and looking and running with expectation, laying aside every weight. God, it's because of Jesus. I said, it's because of Jesus. I don't care what winds blow. I don't care what tsunami comes. I said, Jesus Christ of Nazareth is the reason why we can keep on going. Come on, you got to run on, beloved. I said, you got to run on. Run, 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 run. Keep on running to see what the end is going to be. I mean, you already know, right? John already saw. My God, have mercy. In the book of Revelation, he spoke about the multitude. He saw those, my God, whose garments were stained in blood. The martyrs, come on here. He saw how Jesus' body is the light for the city. You don't need no comment up there. He saw the elders round about the throne. My Lord, have mercy tonight. Worshiping, casting down their golden crown. He saw, he saw our victory. Hey! It's a fixed fight. That's what it is. I said it's a fixed fight tonight. Hallelujah! Hey, the Lord. We got to praise him. We got to praise him. He has not changed. I don't care who changes, who comes, who goes, who's up, who's down, who's all around and in between and through. Come on. He has never changed and he won't. He's still the same God. Just keep running. Na-na-na-na, Mosia. Head of the Yoshanda. Even in the marathon, they have folk on the side that are passing some water. Hey, God will send refreshing. He come up, Mosia. You may say, I'm trying to run, but I'm weighted down. I don't have the strength. Lay aside every weight. Ho! Oh, and the sin that sort of easily beset you. Koraba. Kitianamansi. This is the page. I'm still tired. Listen, God will send refreshing after repentance. He said the time of refreshing will come after repentance. That's the order. We running, but there's some business we still got to get cleaned up with God. Repent! Then the refreshing will come. Listen, if you confess your sin, he's faithful and just to forgive you. Yeah, he loves you. And to what cleanse you of all unrighteousness. All right. Amen. We got some work to do. Let's go to Judges 13. Hi-ya-ha. Woo, shanda da boho. Don't hold your head down. Hallelujah. Whoever you are that's listening under the sound of my voice tonight, I said, you don't have to hold your head down. You don't have time to bury your head in the sand. Get up. Get up. Get up. We don't have time to waste. You got work to do. I said, you got work to do. Bless God. Mm-hmm. Judges. Amen. Judges, let's go there. Judges 13, we're going to read 1 through 5. Then we're going to skip to chapter 14. So just hop on around with me, all right? Judges 13, 1 through 5. And the children of Israel did evil again.
we seem to be onto something these last few weeks. I'm telling you, because Holy Ghost keep taking us to these scriptures, these stories, these examples. Like he said in 1 Corinthians 10, these things were written for our admonition, to warn us. They were examples. They are examples for us not to do the same thing, not to make the same mistake. All right? The children of Israel did evil again in the sight of the Lord, and the Lord delivered them into the hand of the Philistines 40 years. We should have a trivia question. Y'all remember who the people of God were delivered into over these past few weeks we have been discussing? Hallelujah. Tonight we talk about the Philistines. Before we were talking about the Moabites. Come on. Where Gideon had to deal with the Midianites and then the Perizzites, the Jebusites, Canaanites, all theseites, giants in the land because the children of Israel disobeyed God. Disobedience. We're back to that again, Lord. All right. And there was a certain man of Zorah of the family of the Danites whose name was Manoah. And his wife was barren and bare not. She didn't have no children. She wasn't able to conceive. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto the woman, Manoah's wife, and said unto her, behold, now thou art barren and bearest not. But, don't you know what God say, but, thou shalt conceive and bear a son. You may seem to be on empty right now. You don't seem to be very productive or fruitful in your endeavors or what have you right now. You don't seem to be bringing forth nothing, but I'm going to knock you up. I wish God, oh Lord, please touch somebody tonight that they would get happy about what you're about to do, that you're going to cause them to conceive and bring forth. My God, that you're overturning the reproach of their widowhood. Glory to God. Listen to verse 4. Now, therefore, beware. I'm going to bless you, but beware. I'm going to bless you, but there's a condition. Beware. I pray thee. And drink not wine or strong drink, and eat not any unclean thing. I'm going to bless you, and I'm going to overturn the reproach over your life. But there are some rules, some regulations, some conditions that have to be met. I have an agenda here, the Lord is saying. For lo, thou shalt conceive and bear a son, and no razor shall come on his head. Oh, God. For the child shall be a Nazarite unto God from the womb. I know we see, we get so cute. We think that when God calls us to birth a ministry or birth out of work, you know, it's our stuff. We got to put all our tulips and dandelions on it. But when it belongs to God, you got to give that thing back to God. Where's Hannah? Yeah, Rekuman. God will cause you, come on here, to conceive and give birth. But give him back what he gave you. It's his work. It's your father's business that you're supposed to be about. Anything to please him. Uh-huh. Listen to what he said. Listen, he can't, you don't cut his hair. And you, mama, don't drink no wine. Don't be sipping on no sauce and stuff. Hallelujah. Don't eat any unclean thing. We have the law that tells us what we can eat, what we should not eat. Amen. According to Levitical law. Hallelujah. He shall begin to deliver Israel out of the hand of the Philistines. All right, we received instruction, amen, with the promise of blessing. Let's go to chapter 14. And Samson, this baby boy that Manoah and his barren wife, who is now conceiving this deliverer, Samson, their boy, went down to Timnath and saw a woman in Timnath of the daughters of the Philistines. Now wait. The Lord just made a pronouncement, if that's a such thing, an announcement. People were going to be delivered out of the hand of their enemies. And the deliverer that God was raising up picked and saw, chose, took fancy after a woman in the enemy's camp. God, help me get through here, please. And he came up and told his father and his mother and said, I have seen a woman in Timnath of the daughters of the Philistines. Now, therefore, get her for me to wife. I love the boldness of Samson. I got to say that. And I'm not saying it in a condoning fashion. But what I say is this joker got the nerve. And I'm sure by now his parents have already told him, you're a Nazarite, baby. You're different. God have anointed you. I feel God tonight. From the womb, you've been chosen to do a great work for God. That's why you can't fit in, baby. That's why you can't eat all that mess you see other people partake of. That's why you can't go any and everywhere. God has need of you, and he's going to use your life mightily. Why does it seem like the more we tell our children that, the more the devil try to come in and turn them the opposite way? God is talking to somebody tonight. Listen, I don't care what Susie or Bobby might be doing right now. They might be smelling themselves, but they got to come in because the word of God rests over their life. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. So Samson is so bold as to say, Mommy, Daddy, I want a wife from the Philistines' army, even though that goes against God's law, even though that goes against the word, even though that goes against y'all teaching. I want what I want, and I want it right now. God help us in this generation. Look at what his parents said to him. His mother and father said, is there never a woman among the daughters of thy brethren and among all my people, Lord, I'm trying to get through here calm, that thou goest to take a wife of an uncircumcised Philistine? And Samson said unto his father, get up for me. I want her, for she pleaseth me well. Oh, God. How many of you, let me just look to the ladies for a minute. Your daughters, for some reason, don't like the nice boys. Come on up in here tonight, somebody. They got to have the bad boys. Pants hanging down to their ankles. Lord Jesus, let it up. Help your sons and help your daughters. Why? Can't they be content with some? Oh, come on up in here. Oh, boys too. We coming after you too. Nice, clean, decent young lady. Virgins in the household of faith, about something, trying to be something, but no, you got to go after the loose goose, the blood of Jesus. All right, but just had to get that out there, and I'm disturbed. I'm a little disturbed with this story here because apparently Samson's daddy did what he said. Now we got to get to some point where somebody got to stand up with some pants on up in here in the family. Come on here. Since when do your children tell you what to do? Here we go again with compromise. Since when do you do what the devil say? Since when? When you lay down your word, echo, the sword of authority, and bend and bow to the devil. All right. Let's go to verse 5-9. Come on. Then went Samson down, and his father and his mother to Timnath, and came to the vineyards of Timnath, and behold, a young lion roared against him. And the Spirit of the Lord came mightily upon him. Now, he's very spoiled, we see, hard-headed and disobedient, but God still had anointing on his life. So please don't get twisted because you were anointed. That means you can do what you want. That's not what that means. God's grace is for real. Okay? It's real. It's grace, yeah. And the Spirit of the Lord came mightily upon him, and he rent him as he would have rent a kid. And he had nothing in his hand, but he told not his father or his mother what he had done. He killed this lion with his bare hands. And he went down and talked with the woman, and she pleased Samson well. And after a time, he returned to take her. He was getting ready to marry her. And he turned aside to see the carcass of the lion that he had just killed, all right? And behold, there was a swarm of bees and honey in the carcass of the lion. Don't the devil do that? He'll put some sweet candy, some sweet nothing, some sweet sugary stuff to entice your flesh. Right in the place God said don't touch. Right in the place God said don't go. Right in the person that you know is, come on up in here tonight. And he took thereof in his hands. Samson, you like to break rules. You know, listen, especially as a Nazarite, you would know, according to the teaching and custom and the dictates and ordinance of God, you don't touch dead things. Dikana, rekoshama. Never mind, eat from it. Homie put his hand in the carcass of the lion. Scooped up some honey. Some of y'all in trouble right now because you're scooping up honey. Uh-oh, uh-oh, uh-oh. You just scoop a scoop a coop a coop scoop coop scoop. My God. And he went on to eating and came to his father and mother, and he gave them, and they did eat. You can't eat from everybody's hand. I don't care how cute little boo-boo look. If you're serving the devil, you're going to have to be quarantined. Or y'all don't want to have no real church. We compromise too much. Edible Saya. I believe that their spirits would have been quickened. They would have had discernment to know this boy that did something, he ain't got no business again. But because of their compromise with him from the beginning, they became desensitized to righteousness. That's what happens when you dance with the devil. Mm-hmm. He didn't tell him that he had taken the honey out of the carcass of a lion. Let me talk to some of these parents out here. And if you're not on the airwave, I speak it in the atmosphere. Kobashata. Right to that same couch you sit on. Right up in your bedroom. Come on here. Right up in that car that Johnny bought for you. And you know it's drug money. Jesus! Help us! Oh, oh, oh. Help us to come up and not compromise. Oh, God. Oh, God. Some of, oh, God. I really don't want to go there. I don't want to go there. Let's go to chapter 16. No. This boy gave them honey to eat. Didn't question where it came from. Oh, God. Oh, God. Lord, please help our children that are out there whose parents have become desensitized. Where you are warning them and you're showing them things that they choose not to see, and they're stuck under this not my child syndrome. Help us in the church. All right. Chapter 16. Verse 1, then went Samson to Gaza. He gets around, all right? And there he saw a harlot and went in unto her. This boy just got, just finished. When you read the scripture through and through, you find out that this woman from Timnah, from the Philistines, that he married was killed, all right? So he goes down to Gaza, and he goes into a prostitute and has sex with her. And it came to pass, we have verse 4 now, chapter 16, afterward that he loved the woman in the valley of Sorek. This is not the same prostitute. There's another woman. In the valley of Sorek, whose name was Delilah. And the lords of the Philistines came up unto her and said unto her, entice him. And see wherein his great strength lieth, and by what means we may prevail against him, that we may bind him. Some of y'all bound right now, because y'all was tiptoeing and dancing in the daisies with Delilah, dancing with the devil, compromising your faith. I feel God compromising your integrity, compromising your worth, compromising your standard, letting your head down for the wrong one. Ow! And I'm not just talking about in a love romantic relationship. Honorable Siki. In business. How? In fellowship. We've compromised. We invite certain folk to our meetings, our churches, because they can draw a crowd. We ain't looking at how they living. We're not food inspectors no more. Long as you can hoop and shook them a Honda and five, come on here, push people out and they fall out and they slobber and they going on. Oh, they bringing in the money. That's all that matters. You dancing with the devil and he got a noose around your neck and the day of reckoning is coming straight to your house. Man of God, woman of God, people of God. Wow. So he falls in love with, with Delilah. I mean, he's so far gone now. What does it mean? I mean, see, and this is where we get tripped up. We feel that because God is still using us, we all right. We take God to play with. And look at what happens here. They set him up. And they offered Delilah 1,100 pieces of silver. And Delilah said unto Samson, tell me, I pray thee, wherein thy great strength lieth, and wherewith thou mightest be bound to afflict thee. Something happens after a while. Beloved, something happens after a while. Do you remember Samson's strength was in his hair? Rekuma, and what he could do whenever the Spirit of the Lord came upon him, he would just shake himself, and the power of God would be on him. And this time, this last time, read the scripture story in 16, when he shook himself this last time, nothing happened. He was not able to function in the anointing that God once had upon his life. I want to warn somebody tonight. You don't have time to dance with no devil. Listen to me. Rekuba babosha. There was a picture that we were watching a couple weeks ago. My God, it was a video on the television screen. My God, I don't remember the program, but thank God it was just a short clip. This girl, Mansikobo, I guess she was a belly dancer, some type of exotic Arabian from another country, dancing, belly dancing. And I just happened to notice, hey, that she had a boa constrictor. Python around her neck. And she thought this was cute. This was something that she was doing as entertainment. Some of y'all using God's house as entertainment. Dancing with the yoke of bondage around your neck. This girl was getting down to the boogie down. I mean, she was getting down to the toes and squatting. She was working her gift. So what y'all doing right in the house of God, so don't flinch. You work that gift. Letting the devil use you real good. My God, the Bible says that even the most elect will be deceived by the signs and wonders that the devil will be doing in this last day and age. Oh, Jesus, this girl kept dancing, and she was so comfortable with this snake around her neck. She felt like she had control over the snake. She had gotten used to functioning and operating and working her gift with this snake. She never had no problems before. As a matter of fact, she grew fond of the snake. She forgot all about the fact that she used to be afraid of snakes. Oh, Jesus, help me. She forgot about the fact that danger lies in the fangs of the snake and in his grip hole, his choke hole. She forgot how suddenly the python had tightened up on you. My Lord Jesus, she had gotten away with this mess for so long. But oh, all of a sudden, on this particular night, she's a belly dancing. And that same, that same snake bit her right on the forehead. And she couldn't get him off. Lord Jesus, there's a preacher tonight. You've been dancing with the same old snake. Season after season, and he done bit you. Somebody get ready to get bit. You better loose here. Get rid of that demon. Stop playing with your soul. Stop playing with your anointing. Stop playing with your ministry. Oh! Under the bow. We plead the blood tonight, the Koshadai, against the spirit, Ekuma, of compromise. Father, I speak the fire of God to be released over this airwave, to quicken each and every one of your children with the opening of eyes and sharpening of discernment, to cut off every tie, Kodaba, an entanglement, that they have with the enemy. in any way, shape, or form. We cancel every contract in the name of Jesus and call it so by the power of the blood and in Jesus' name. Amen. We bind the spirit of retaliation, Father. Backlash in every work of the enemy. Cover this, your precious people. Keep us in your care. We honor, praise you, and thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Beloved, join me next Wednesday. Same time, same station. I love you guys. Bye-bye.